Support for this podcast and the following message comes from Betterment, a full-service 401k provider. Attract and retain talent by helping your employees save for retirement and more. No business is too small to get started. Learn more at betterment.com/401k.
Here's your money briefing for Wednesday, December 22nd. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. It's the season of giving and the season of tipping. A holiday tip is a standard way of thanking some of the service people you've interacted with throughout the year. But a resurging pandemic and high inflation might make it hard for people to give as much as they'd like.
It's okay to acknowledge that you are giving less than what you would typically give or than you did last year. In fact, it's probably more beneficial for your relationship with that professional too.
That's our personal finance reporter, J.J. McCorvey. Coming up, we'll talk with him about how much is appropriate to give at the holidays and other ways you can express gratitude if money's tight. That's after the break.
Support your team wherever they are with Insight in Google Chrome OS. Enterprise-grade security and seamless device deployment for companies of all sizes. Learn more about smart, simple solutions that will unburden your IT department. Go to insight.com/chrome. That's insight.com/chrome.
For a lot of us, the second half of December means it's time to dig a little deeper into your wallet to tip the service workers in your everyday life. But rising inflation and pressure on personal finances can make it hard to gauge how much to tip if you're able to tip at all. WSJ personal finance reporter J.J. McCorvey spoke with financial and etiquette experts about how the unofficial rules of tipping work this year, and he joins me now. J.J., thanks so much for being here.
No problem. Happy holidays, J.R. Thanks for having me.
Happy holidays to you, too. So, JJ, this is the second time in a year that many people might be feeling more pressure than usual on their personal finances. How do the financial and etiquette experts you spoke with say that people should approach year-end tipping?
Not only do we have a pandemic still roaring in the background or foreground, but also there's inflation pressures as well. And so finance and etiquette professionals said that if you can't afford to give more than you do in a usual year as far as tips are concerned, then do it. But if you are feeling those inflationary and pandemic related budget constraints, then, you know, don't give too much. Watch what you're trying to give.
Yeah, money is still tight for a lot of people. They might want to tip people, but they might also feel uneasy about giving a small amount that could seem disrespectful. So what do experts say that people should do in that situation?
It's okay to acknowledge that you are giving less than what you would typically give or than you did last year. In fact, it's probably more beneficial for your relationship with that professional too, because if you just give, you know, a lesser amount, and don't say anything, you know, they might take it as you're unsatisfied with their service. And so, you can say, something along the lines of, this just goes a small way and acknowledging how much I appreciate your service over the past year. I wish it could be more, you know, depending on your relationship with that professional, you can be a little more vulnerable and say, you know, it's been a tough year, you know, and I hope that this will help you in some way or something like that.
And what if you're not able to give anything monetarily at all?
You can give a card. You can also give baked goods or things like that. And in that card, you know, again, include some kind of note that expresses your gratitude for that person. The general takeaway that I was getting from the etiquette professionals when it came to this topic of, you know, potentially not being able to give anything or giving less is that you can kind of trade off the financial part of the tip with more personalization, right? So you can, you know, speak to that person's service and what it meant to you, or you can, you know, maybe give a small token, like maybe a personalized gift or a piece of candy that they really like that you kind of, you know, have picked up over the years that you all, something you always see them with or something that you always hear them talking about. It doesn't have to be monetary.
Now, people interact with a lot of service personnel throughout the year, people like delivery drivers or landscapers or dog walkers. Where should they draw the line as to who makes the year-end tip list?
A common rule that I kept hearing was to add people to your list who have made your life easier. And given the constraints that we've faced over the past couple of years, you know, that might mean adding some people to the list who you maybe, you know, never tipped before. So, you know, a lot of us are working from home almost exclusively now. So there's maybe, you know, a delivery person, you know, who you always see dropping off lunch or Thai for other people in the building or for yourself. There might be a FedEx delivery person on your block, you know, who you now know on a first name basis, who you might want to add to your list. Your dog walker, you might have a new babysitter or daycare provider. So think about how your life has changed over the past couple of years and consider whether or not those people deserve to be on your tip list.
Well, that makes sense. So once you know who to tip, how do you know how big a tip should be? I mean, let's say you tip someone throughout the year. How much should you give them at the holidays?
I spoke to an etiquette professional and she suggested a hack. She said if you keep track of how much you pay for a specific service all year, you can add up the cost of those services and tip that service worker 10 to 15% of that amount. Instead of trying to like go back and find every person for every service, you know, if you take good track of all these services that you pay for throughout the year, this is a quick way to get a quick amount. I spoke to another etiquette professional and she really emphasized the fact that these year-end tips are separate from your ongoing tips that you tip on top of the service that you get throughout the year from these professionals. And she said that the tip can be equal to the cost of one service. So instead of trying to calculate a percentage or even having, even trying to ask the person, how much should I, you know, tip you for a year end tip or anything like that, you can just give them however much you would usually pay for what you go to them for.
Now, are there upper limits for tips for people with certain jobs?
So there are certain types of employees who can only accept certain kinds of gifts. There are some type of workers who can't receive cash gifts at all. So with teachers, for example, experts told me that you should definitely check the school policy for what you can give. You know, usually a gift is okay. You want to send your little tyke to school with the Christmas gift. But as far as cash gifts, typically those come in the form of like staff collections. So when a parent might take up a collection for a staff member, a teacher. But as far as like a parent gifting directly, that's usually not okay when it comes to cash gifts. Some people like to give a tip to their postal worker, but that's actually against the official rules for the United States Postal Service. And so the actual rules say that you can only give a non-cash gift that is worth less than $20. It's against the rules also to give any kind of federal worker or civil servant cash gifts.
Now, year-end tipping might make you feel good that you're helping out someone else, but all those tips add up. What do financial experts say about fitting those gifts into your personal finances?
As far as year-end gifts go, one financial planner, Brittany Castro, she's the official certified financial planner at Mint. She suggested creating a holiday budget separately and then creating a line item for tips that just go into that whole kind of bucket. So along with your holiday travel, your gifts for mom and dad, you would add year-end tips for the service workers or whomever else you want to tip, so that you know how much you are giving, because a cash tip is also a gift. And so you are more careful not to go over if you do it that way.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter J.J. McCorvey. J.J., thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
That dog does not want to be petted.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.